welcome to Snap the Presses. It is the 3rd of June. How could it be the 3rd of June already? 2020. Your host, Mark Anderson. Yes, I'm coming to you live, speaking in the present tense, here and now, all that good stuff, real time. And my guest today is a return guest. I really think of him more as a co-host, and he's my partner with WorldImpactNews.net, a fairly new website, by the way, WorldImpactNews.net, about two-thirds videos, one-third articles and miscellaneous. Check it out. We've done slave states and free states about COVID-19, and many more are in the pipeline. How you doing, Jason?
I am doing wonderful.
Yes. I think I said your full name, Jason Mangum, my partner at World Impact News. All these facts and adjectives and nouns and pronouns and verbs I'm throwing out here. Anyway, things have taken quite a turn, haven't they? The COVID-19 thing was enveloping us all. You could barely talk two sentences in any kind of journalistic venue without mentioning it. You go to the think tanks across the world, such as World Economic Forum, you name it, almost everything in one way or another is about COVID-19. And along comes this situation in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And of course, the actions and the reaction, of course, what happened to the victim, George Floyd, right? That's the name. Yeah.
Correct.
What happened to him is naturally, that's tragic. But the actions and the reaction for revolutionaries who are typically of the left-wing variety, and they don't care about what happened to Mr. Floyd. And I was at a barber today, and he and I got to talking because people, they either talk to their barbers or their bartenders, right? And I got to talking to the barber, and he volunteered it without me even saying anything, that George Floyd wouldn't have approved of any of this. He would not have wanted any of this. From what little we know of George Floyd, and we don't know a great deal, but from what, you know, his apparent character was, he's a big guy, 6'7", we're told, former athlete, high school basketball, football, but we're told he was a gentle giant. I'll take that at face value. I have no reason to doubt that or challenge that at this point. And all indications are he would not have stood for, and in fact is dishonored by, these riots that are instigated by left-wing extremists. Yes, there is such a thing as left-wing extremists, and that's a good message to the mass media cartel that tells us all extremists are right-wing. But if you look across the world over the last several decades, Jason, there are almost no comparable right-wing protests, especially those that get violent. Those to the right, even the extreme right, tend not to engage in civil violence as a general rule. They can be aggressive, they can be boisterous, but they tend not to start fires and engage in arson, except in rare, relatively rare instances. So right away, the bias is front-loaded. They want us to believe that all the danger politically and socially and culturally and whatnot is on the right when it's not, and that left-wing, even violent left-wing protests that turn into riots can be simply excused based on their ideology, which is in league with the media, which is in league largely with the Democratic Party. So Donald Trump stepped in, and we'll listen to that audio in just a couple of minutes, but your take, Jason, on this, things really took a sharp turn here, and I'm glad to see COVID-19 taking a back seat. We're all getting tired of it, but it is very curious, and we can trace this, though, even though people say that Antifa is not the only group, and even if they were, they're kind of a headless horseman. There's not really anybody in charge, but we know a little differently, don't we?
That's right, Mark. Yeah, this is, as you just mentioned, we're doing a new segment called Anarchy for Hire, and that is essentially what has happened in this case with the situation, which was tragic, that happened to George Floyd. And the reaction to that, though, is actually more tragic, because what you're seeing is, you're seeing numerous people. What about the black lives that are being affected, that are the business owners, that is the retired police officer, Mr. Dorn, who's a captain, 77 years old, retired police officer, killed, and it's on video, and they leave him there to die over a big screen TV. There is a difference between protesting and rioting. This is not protest. This is rioting. If you are looting, if people loot, that is called theft. That is not protesting. If people are damaging property and there's destruction to property, that is called vandalism, and that is not protesting. And then you have his brother, Chris Cuomo, say, please show me where it says protesters are supposed to be polite and peaceful. Do you not know the Constitution of the United States of America? Because that's where it states it needs to be polite and peaceful. So you can see that the media is fueling it. George Soros related organizations like the Open Society Foundations. You have the Hollywood and people that are in the limelight that are funding, actually like Freedom Fund or the Minnesota Freedom Fund, and that are paying for people's bail, paying for people to get out of jail. Getting back to Soros, Soros backed St. Louis circuit attorney. Her name is Kim Gardner. She is the St. Louis circuit attorney, released all of the rioters and looters that were captured this week and left and in the criminal Black Lives and Antifa protest, okay? And let them go, filing no charges. And she is Soros backed and Soros funded. So in these mass rioting that's happening, is you can see it. I don't know if and I'll say this, I believe it's time to stop wearing masks because there is not enough oxygen getting in people's heads. It has damaged their brain function. So when you have people even like Elizabeth Warren outside, Senator Elizabeth Warren and her husband and her dog join protesters outside the White House claiming the president is, get this, imposing violence on our people. And these are clearly anti-law enforcement, anti-police protests that are happening. And they're not very peaceful. So in any case, that is what has been going on. If it's not the impeachment, I mean, I'm just waiting. We're going to go to next? Are they going to try another run at impeachment for President Trump? What else are they going to do to try to destroy this nation?
Yeah, many good points. And with that, let's go ahead and listen to President Trump. Evidently from June 1st, it's about a 6-minute audio at the most. Let's go ahead and play that, and then we'll comment from there. While that's booting up, I'll just mention that even Fox News was trying to claim that there's really not a very identifiable presence behind these riots, Jason. One article, at least, that I read, it claims it's a murky thing that, you know, who's in charge, who's behind the riots. I don't see it as very murky. There's maybe different branches and different tributaries here, but the main body of influence appears to be George Soros. Do we have that audio of President Trump?
Thank you very much.
Here we go.
My fellow Americans, my first and highest duty as president is to defend our great country and the American people. I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do. All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain. But we cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe. I will fight to protect you. I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters. But in recent days, our nation has been gripped by professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa, and others. A number of state and local governments have failed to take necessary action to safeguard their residents. Innocent people have been savagely beaten, like the young man in Dallas, Texas, who was left dying on the street, or the woman in upstate New York, viciously attacked by dangerous thugs. Small business owners have seen their dreams utterly destroyed. New York's finest have been hit in the face with bricks. Brave nurses who have battled the virus are afraid to leave their homes. A police precinct has been overrun. Here in the nation's capital, the Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial have been vandalized. One of our most historic churches was set ablaze. A federal officer in California, an African-American enforcement hero, was shot and killed. These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror. The destruction of innocent life and the spilling of innocent blood is an offense to humanity and a crime against God. America needs creation, not destruction, cooperation, not contempt, security, not anarchy, healing, not hatred, justice, not chaos. This is our mission, and we will succeed 100%. We will succeed. Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. Therefore, the following measures are going into effect immediately. First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace. As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property. We are putting everybody on warning. Our 7 o'clock curfew will be strictly enforced. Those who threaten innocent life and property will be arrested, detained, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I want the organizers of this terror to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties and lengthy sentences in jail. This includes Antifa and others who are leading instigators of this violence. one law and order, and that is what it is. One law. We have one beautiful law. And once that is restored and fully restored, we will help you, we will help your business, and we will help your family. America is founded upon the rule of law. It is the foundation of our prosperity, our freedom, and our very way of life. But where there is no law, there is no opportunity. Where there is no justice, there is no liberty. Where there is no safety, there is no future. We must never give in to anger or hatred. If malice or violence reigns, then none of us is free. I take these actions today with firm resolve and with a true and passionate love for our country. By far, our greatest days lie ahead. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to pay my respects to a very, very special place. Thank you very much.
Okay, there we go. Very interesting there. A number of things that could be commented on. We got about 2 minutes before the break. The first thing I would mention is that there is a little bit of a legal hurdle to get over, because this would be a action where the Posse Comitatus Act would come into play. We've talked about before where when the military patrols the border and is oriented outward to those coming in from foreign countries, and we call that video segment on World Impact News, border security is foreign policy, border policy is foreign policy. I believe that that kind of stepped outside the Posse Comitatus Act, but here that is a little bit of a consideration. That's an act, of course, from the post-Civil War Reconstruction that limited or forbidden the military from engaging in domestic law enforcement. So there's a little bit of a legal question, but I was glad to hear him say that he's sticking up for the Second Amendment. He's sticking up for peaceful protesters. So he's not evidently being buffaloed into using the National Guard or federal troops to put down all protests. In other words, peaceful protesters would not be affected, evidently, taking the president at his word. And he mentioned the Second Amendment and defending it explicitly, which implies quite clearly that he wants business owners and homeowners to be able to defend their own domiciles and their own businesses. Your comments.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's absolutely right. There is peaceful protest that should be allowed, and I believe that the president and other officials want to see. But what has happened is that there have been hijacked. And maybe we'll get into that into the next little segment. But yes, you have President Trump even now having to put soldiers to protect our U.S. monuments like the Lincoln Memorial. And as he does that, because they're being vandalized too, why would you, Black Lives Matters, vandalize the Lincoln Memorial, which is a symbol of the end of slavery? And so he's having to put guards there, you know, put soldiers there. And then you have different people that say, look, this is Trump's America. Do you want 4 more years of this? Absolutely, yeah. I do. Absolutely, yeah. I do.
Yeah, good point. We'll be back with more with myself and Jason Mangum from World Impact News right after this.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking, You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Yeah, welcome back to Stop the Presses. This is the short segment, of course, before the ads at the bottom of the hour. It's the 3rd of June, 2020. Your host, Mark Anderson, and my guest today is my co-producer on WorldImpactNews.net, Jason Mangum, Pastor Jason Mangum, in fact. He's been on this show before. Jason, you know, I'm looking at the White House press release that I got this morning that included the video whose audio we just listened to, and to accentuate what the president said, it was 4 days ago, reportedly, that another African-American man was killed, this time gunned down while standing outside the Ronald Dellums Federal Building and U.S. Courthouse in Oakland, California. And Dave Patrick Underwood isn't a household name. His death didn't make nearly as many headlines, but his life mattered too. And his murder should sicken every American. I'm reading from the press release. Underwood was a law enforcement officer in the Federal Protective Service. What I'm pointing out here, Jason, is granted, we're not looking at police reports and dotting every I and crossing every T yet. But what we're hearing here, what's being reported, is people actually being shot. So we're not just talking about overturning a car. We're not just talking about arson. We're not just talking about throwing bricks through windows, using bricks that are on pallets that have been pre-delivered and are waiting for the protesters when they get there, the rioters, I mean. And one has to wonder why the brick shipments are not being stopped by the local authorities. That's a very glaring question. But we're not just talking about arson and garden variety vandalism. We're talking about bullets here. So the president would seem totally justified in designating Antifa and related groups as terrorists, and arson would be enough, but we're talking about somebody is firing rifles here. And so it's not like the media portrays it. It's not simply picnic tables and bricks and Molotov cocktails. We're talking bullets. And maybe that's why they don't want to give much, if any, press to these others who are being killed, because the way they're being killed ups the ante to label and, in fact, designate Antifa as a terrorist organization along with related groups. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely the violence is well planned and preemptive, just like you were mentioning. There's pallets of bricks and different things, and I know law enforcement has gone in and actually confiscated a lot of these different pallets of bricks, loaded them in the back of trucks. But good. It's moved from bricks and setting fires ablaze to where now, yes, people are being shot dead. And there's an agenda behind it. And I think that's the main thing that we've got to see, is this is a civil race war. And there is a division that is trying to be, that's all well planned to rip this nation apart. And I believe that's why we need to really take a look at, Mark, we need to take a look at the Open Society Foundations and some of these other, the George Soros connection and all of that, because if you can wink at a nation, you can attack a nation. So there is definitely outside foreign threats that are happening from within, and you can see that that many of these different individuals that this is amazing. The Hill reports Antifa and anarchist have hijacked Floyd protest, right? But yeah. The left won't admit it. Minneapolis mayor says outsiders are hijacking protest and attacking civil society. Another report, USA Today, of all newspapers, there are anarchist Minnesota officials say outside agitators are hijacking peaceful protest. There are anarchists. You have a former Boston police chief, Daniel Linsky, says some are hijacking legitimate outrage for personal gain. Pittsburgh officials say they believe protest violence was committed by outsiders, not Pittsburghers. Anarchist infiltrating George Floyd protest in New York City, officials say. I'm just giving you, this is all. Police describe anarchist extensive prep for violence, including bicycle scouts. So they have prearranged, and they actually scouted areas out. They see if the protests are happening, and then they hijack them. Mayor de Blasio, which is incredible that he even said this, blames George Floyd protest violence on anarchist. And so it's an ongoing thing, and you can see them being paid to where they're actually Antifa. But then you also have people like the Minneapolis councilman Jeremiah Ellison, the son of the state attorney general Keith Ellison, officially declares support for Antifa.
And hold that thought, Jason. We'll expand on that and some other matters right after these ads.
Simple smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And welcome back to Stop the Presses, your host Mark Anderson. As I often announce, I've got a new shipment of the very fine book that teaches you about the machinations of the Money Masters, Alice and the Money Tree by John Briggs of Hastings, UK, a fine gentleman in his own right. I got a new shipment in, one book for 10, two books for 15. It's a great, nifty little hardcover, great for homeschoolers of any age, adults, and really anyone. And we can spend a little more time in this new COVID-19 reality we're living in. If it must be with us for a while, let's use our time wisely. We can spend a little more time reading, and this is a great book to do that. Contact me to get your copy, truthhound2@yahoo.com, or contact me through the station. One little verse in it, it's written in rhyme and verse with children's illustrations, kind of an Alice in Wonderland feel, but that's what makes it a really fun way and interesting and compelling way to learn about the way the Money Masters work. And just a brief little snippet here. The banks usurp the right of kings to create our money and so bring to everyone the usurer's yoke, enslaving all till all are broke. Just an example of the rhyme and verse that's in there. It's very, very engaging. So order your copy today. Again, truthhound2@yahoo.com, or contact me through the station. Free shipping, 1 for $10, 2 for $15, even better deals for more than two. Now back to my guest today, my WorldImpactNews.net partner, Jason Mangum. We're analyzing the riots. Jason, one of the things that I'm keeping an eye on, and I know this from looking at this many years as a journalist, that the internationalist left, of which Soros is a part, and his open society foundations, operate on revolutionary premises. In other words, we got to remember that the main purpose of terrorism is not to shoot people or to break windows or to light fires. It's to use those things and harness the fear to bring about and impose a political change upon the victim country, upon the country being attacked. And so therefore my concern would be that President Trump, and we listened to his words a few minutes ago from his comments June 1st, my concern would be that President Trump would not, through no fault of his own, he would not be buffaloed or emotionally stampeded into turning the nation into a police state to fight back against what's going on, because creating a police state is ultimately the aim of terrorism. And so President Trump, in my assessment, and I've looked at these kind of issues for a number of years, has a very fine line to walk here. The Posse Comitatus Act is something I mentioned earlier, and that's worthy of consideration. But what I'm talking about now is a very delicate tightrope for him to walk. And I would say, in my opinion, that while we need to get at the Freedom Fund and really have that taken apart, because that's a get-out-of-jail-free card, Seth Rogen and Steve Carell and Don Cheadle and all these misguided and twisted celebrities are putting money in there, and the money is used, as we talk about on our upcoming World Impact News broadcast, the money is used to actually bail people out of jail so they can be more bold and really unrelenting in their rioting, because they know in the back of their mind very likely they'll be bailed out through this financed get-out-of-jail-free card through the Freedom Fund. So really, to avoid a police state, in my opinion, two main things need to happen. That Freedom Fund, the assets need to be frozen because they're enabling and emboldening, they're enabling the rioters, giving them a false sense of security, and also to go after the Open Society Foundations. In other words, those that finance this stuff to begin with, because the rioters couldn't go all the way around the country and spend all their time rioting unless somebody's giving them money for travel and room and board and food and you name it, not to mention bricks and whatever they use for rioting. You cut off the money, they can't do the rioting, cut off the Freedom Fund, you can't bail them out when they get put in jail for the rioting itself, and then no police state would have to happen. In as much as National Guard and federal troops probably do need to be deployed to some extent for particular reasons in particular places, and I'm not opposed to that per se, but to avoid that long-term purpose of terrorism, and that is to impose tyranny on the victim country through this sleight of hand, and to instead nip this in the bud by nipping the funding in the bud, would seem to me to be the wise way to go. Go ahead and take it from there.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what it has to look. We have to look at it. And there is chatter that is happening right now that actually Attorney General Barr is actually looking at releasing Antifa communications to show which elites and the politicians that are playing a role in coordinating these riots.
Whoa.
Now, understand this. At least 13 members of Joe Biden's campaign staff have made donations to the group that helps the Minneapolis protesters get out of jail on bail.
Yes, that's very, very damning, depending on how it's approached, but that's very, very revealing.
The other part is, and you know, this is not little money. Apparently, following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis that happened not this past Monday, but the previous Monday, the Minnesota Freedom Fund raised about $20 million in 4 days. Here are some of the people. Hello. So you have the Steve Carells, the Seth Rogans. You have people such as, and I'm going to give some other names, Don Cheadle, Halsey, Janelle Monae, Cynthia Nixon, who was running, I think, in New York. I'm trying to think of, you have Seth Rogen, you have Oswalt, who is the guy that played with Kevin James. Now, Kevin James is not a part of this, but one of the co-actors that played on his show, The King of Queens, Ben Schwartz, Harry Styles, and Chrissy Teigen, who's married to John Legend. So they're all part of it. So they're raising money, and you're right. This is supported, this is funded, this is organized, this is a preemptive thing. And so we really have to look more into, I believe, into the death of George Floyd and the reasonings behind it. There's a lot of dots that still need to be connected. But, you know, one of the good places always to start is to follow the money. And that's where Attorney General Barr has certain communications. And there's claims to these, you know, I mean, he's talked about this, you know, about the communications to show what the politicians, what's elites are behind this and supporting it, because you can see the different people that are involved. And so I also want to mention too, is that law enforcement in Pennsylvania, I think it's Southwest Pennsylvania, they're looking for a young man by the name of Brian Bartels, who works for Amazon. That might just be a coincidence, but he works for Amazon. They have warrants for his arrest for inciting the violence and chaos that erupted on this past Saturday's protest in Pittsburgh. So they're sending people in strategically, and he's wearing the black garb with the Antifa look and the anarchy symbol on it. So these are well planned, and it is the intent for them to be violent.
I would note as a footnote that Rush Limbaugh also came out very strongly, and it was reported through WorldNet Daily, WorldNetDaily.net, I believe it is, that Limbaugh sees every reason to believe, and in fact, the facts back it up, that this is very well organized. The media always wants to use words like violence exploded on the streets, as if violence is just some sort of random cloudburst or, you know, sudden rainstorm that just moves in, you know, the blind forces of nature. The media often characterizes these things like that, that obscures the fact that it takes money and time and organization and practically choreography to do all this. And it's also important to caution, however, like I cautioned a few minutes ago about not wanting Trump to be goaded into creating a police state in his well-founded desire to protect the nation. The other thing is the old adage, give the devil his due. I basically agree that Attorney General Barr and President Trump concurring should probably designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. I don't think they need to use the word domestic per se. I suppose they could. I really think they should just say terrorist organization. My concern is that if they're labeled a domestic terrorism organization, then whoever is president after Trump or something else could come up before while he's still president might begin to use the precedent, the legal precedent of Antifa being declared a domestic terrorist organization, and then wrongly apply that label to other groups that don't deserve it. And then, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, give the devil his due, or what you throw out will come back to bite you. And that's another cautionary note I would sound. But that being said, I think that President Trump, I'm confident, reasonably confident at least, that he could designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. I think the word, again, domestic could be left out of there because they have internationalist connections. Not only are they foreign to the cities they're rioting in, I've heard rumors, and I think it's quite clear that at least in past Antifa protests, and Antifa's been a real problem for the last 3 to 4 years, ever since Trump got in, especially as president, that a number of Antifa members rioting and creating havoc and mayhem in the United States are foreigners, at the very least from Canada, but from overseas. So to call them purely a domestic terrorist organization, especially with George Soros funding and the and the Open Society Foundations having domiciles all over the world, to call it purely domestic terrorism, I think, is a bit of a misnomer. At least it's incomplete. And I think these are all just worthy considerations, so we don't end up getting tarred and feathered, you know, tarring and feathering worthy organizations because Antifa was designated as a terrorist organization. I'm just looking around the flank here, watching our flank, because I know how sneaky and conniving the revolutionaries can be, because again, the purpose of terrorism is to bring tyranny upon the targeted nation and to make it escalate its police state powers, that to provoke those things. And so we really got to watch our flank here. Your thoughts on that domestic label?
Yeah, I really have mixed feelings about it, and I don't believe that they need to be designated as a domestic terrorist group to hold them accountable and the people behind it accountable. They are breaking laws the moment that they begin, which we understand many of them travel from outside their states. When they travel across state lines, it becomes a federal now in the hands of the feds. So I believe that law enforcement should be able to do their job without any kind of designation being made personally at this point, because why aren't they doing their jobs? Why is law enforcement? One thing to allow peaceful protest, it's another thing to just allow and sit back while there are riots and violence and people being shot. Over the weekend in Chicago, 84 people were shot. 23 people died. There were 23 fatalities. So half of the weekend's victims were shot in the violent protests. I don't even want to use that word. They are riots, violent riots from Saturday night that led to hundreds of arrests. So
yes, the designation is another matter, another level, taking things to the next level. I lean toward, again, approving of that and saying yes, they should be labeled as a terrorist organization so severe penalties could be meted out. But I think the best thing, again, to come back to it, is to get at that Freedom Fund, to get at the donors, and to get at the Open Society Foundations. George Soros needs to be taken downtown and questioned, to put it simply, and his lieutenants and his deputies and the people heading the different Open Societies, Foundations, branches. It's quite a labyrinth, I understand, quite a maze of organizations. And that needs to be taken apart, get the IRS involved. And that's how you nip this thing in the bud and avoid inadvertently turning the United States into a police state. And I would add, however, a good thing that's coming out of this is that the worst mayhem has largely been, not completely, but largely been in democratic states. And unfortunately, most of our larger cities are democratically run. You have islands of blue cities within states like Texas that are red states. And so the rural land is red, the cities tend to be blue, but heavily liberal Democratic mayors, often living where there's very liberal Democratic governors, are where the worst and most deadly riots, generally speaking, are taking place. Texas does have a so-called Republican, quote-unquote, red governor, Greg Abbott, but you have blue cities like Dallas, and they have quite a bit of problems. And there's a live feed you can watch of Dallas 24/7 now, I understand. But this could really hurt the Democrats, who are desperately trying to take over the Senate now that they, in my opinion, fraudulently took over the U.S. House back in 2018. But I cannot see, Jason, how Democratic governors seeking to be reelected, Democratic House members at the state and U.S. House levels, I can't see how they cannot be damaged by this politically, because all the, you know, what's the word? All the lenient viewpoints and lenient policies toward the rioters are being exercised by these liberal extremists, Democratic Marxists. They're the ones being so lenient. They're the ones calling Antifa merely protesters. It seems to be that mayors and governors and House and Senate people running on the Democratic ticket or seeking re-election, I just can't see how they cannot be politically damaged by this, and that would be a huge benefit here. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's where it goes back to where we need to find out where the funding is, seize assets, do whatever we need to do, because you have this very political backing, just like we mentioned, the backing of the St. Louis backing that Soros is backed. You can see the backing of Biden staffers that are financially supporting the mayhem that is going on, that are hurting innocent people and destroying businesses and livelihoods of people that have spent their lives building. And so that's what the bigger problem is, where you have these that are pushing back, calling it not, you know, and that's the one of the things that the media, and I just want to point out, the mainstream media does, is they really hype up any response that a police or law enforcement would have to anyone committing violence and rioting and doing that thing. And they downplay the rioters' violence, you know? And so
that's what we're
seeing. So we're seeing this frenzy and the people behind it that's creating and manipulating and creating the frenzy, where you have the Antifa, the young Antifa guy who was hiring people to throw picnic tables through windows and the different things, and the money's exchanged, and you're seeing it's, so there is this money aspect. But you're right, we need to, just like in anything else, you need to see who's at the head of it, who's behind it, and that they need to be held accountable for once. We need to stop this, because they're tearing apart America, but not just that, they are destroying lives. They are killing people. They are furthering destroying the economy through this violence. And you're right. It's, you see the Democratic mayors and the Democratic governors that are downplaying the violence to a certain, you know, to a certain level, but we've got to find out who's behind it and hold them accountable. But there should be nothing that's stopping that from happening. Why are we going to allow it to continue? That's my only thing is, you know, is there terrorist groups that are on our soil? Yes. And Antifa acts much like a terrorist group such as ISIS or, you know, these other organizations, because they work in cells, but it's very calculated, and we've got to get that who is behind it. And here's what I do want to say, is to make sure we don't forget this point, is George Floyd's brother, Terrence Floyd, is speaking out about this, does not honor his brother. They do not want these to continue to, this violent protest to continue. They want everybody to think. They want everybody to be peaceful. And so, you know, so you can see this other side. This is just tragic of what's happened in this situation.
Yeah, that's a very good point, and I'm very glad you brought that up. There are others, of course, that are saying that, but George Floyd's brother, for him to say that, has a lot of strength to it, and I think that's very important to point that out. I would also note, as a kind of a footnote, sort of a tangential item, that it's funny how the protests against the COVID-19 lockdown were really picking up steam. I also think, since, you know, revolutionaries and anarchists and terrorists like to kill more than one bird with one stone, I also think they tried a little bit to supplant or usurp the anti-lockdown protests and kind of overshadow that, because many in the deep state, especially the revolutionary Marxist left part of the deep state, many of them want a worldwide vaccine. They want this medical tyranny. And I think that they're also making hay, overshadowing and kind of pushing aside the protests against the lockdown of COVID-19 that were gaining more and more steam every day. And then the question becomes, is will the National Guard and the police authorities, though, might they get a shorter fuse and be less tolerant of the anti-COVID-19, anti-lockdown protesters? If you listen to President Trump and take him at his word, peaceful protesters are being recognized as peaceful protesters, and they're making a very clear distinction between them and violent rioters. And so there's probably not much to worry about, but that's another cautionary note to sound among the others that I've sounded today. We got just a few minutes left, Jason, but I think we've covered a lot of important ground. Anarchy for Hire, ladies and gentlemen, again, as Jason mentioned earlier, will relatively soon be coming out at worldimpactnews.net. You can see a number of other videos there. There's an important story as well posted about former Colorado governor, another blue governor, John Hickenlooper, when he was governor, went to Bilderberg 2018, the secretive Bilderberg group that postponed their meeting this year due to COVID, they say. And he's going to go before the Colorado Ethics Commission, I'm told, tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. And you can go to the Colorado Ethics Commission and watch this. I'm not sure if he'll be there in person, but the proceedings are supposed to be live streamed tomorrow at 10 a.m., the Colorado Ethics Commission, for John Hickenlooper when he was Colorado governor, taking the trip to Turin, Italy in 2018 to the Bilderberg meeting. They're also looking at the proprieties or possible improprieties of him going to some other trips, and they're saying he was unduly influenced by corporations and doing their bidding instead of properly representing the state of Colorado, questions about tax dollars being spent. So that's another news development that's at worldimpactnews.net. Jason, any parting comments?
Yes, I would say this. These actions, this violence, and these are not going to bring back George Floyd. It is just going to further divide the country. And so let's unite as a nation. Let's recognize the agenda that is behind this, the people that are funding it, the left that are radicalized and inciting violence. But it's time for United States of America to do just that, unite. Because there is a force that's trying to divide us. And if they can divide us, they can conquer. But we're going to take a stand. We will not be divided. We will stand up for America, our Constitution, our freedoms, and our liberties.
Very well said, Jason. I want to thank you for being on the show. Yes, we will not do what Soros says. We will not do what Soros says. Absolutely. And thanks everybody for listening. Remember, you can get a hold of me through the station or truthhound2@yahoo.com to order your copy of Alice and the Money Tree. Have a good day, Jason, and we'll see everybody next time here on Stop the Press.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.